Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 18th of August, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Gamet. Hi, Jeff.
Kelly, 2 days in a row.
I know. This is going to be great. We're here to talk a little bit today about some features that should come to Shortcuts. And then if you hang out a little bit later, we have a tip about a feature that you can enable in Shortcuts that will make your life better. So we're going to start with some things, Jeff, that you wrote up over on the site, and we'll have a link to that in the show notes, about some of the things that Shortcuts should do.
Yes. And I made it a short list because I don't have all day. So how about if we start with one that has been a long time annoyance for me?
Okay.
And it's the fact that we do not have backups in Shortcuts.
That's true.
Yeah. If you have a shortcut that you go in and edit and realize you really screwed it up. Mm-hmm. And you can't remember everything or exactly how you had it set up before you trashed it. Mm-hmm. You're out of luck. You cannot roll back to a backup. Also, another issue that I have occasionally come across, specifically with shortcuts that involve home automation. Mm-hmm. So these would be the shortcuts that you can see in the automation section in Shortcuts or in the home app. Because, you know, there's that overlap there.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I've had shortcuts that involve Apple Music-related stuff, you know, HomePod-specific, mm-hmm. where it will lose part of the action just randomly.
Oh, okay.
And then you have to go back and rebuild it. You can't just restore it.
Now, I will point out, for people who are concerned about this, or if you didn't know about this already, there is a website, shortcutsgallery.com, and a friend of the show, Rosemary Orchard, has a shortcut that will back up your shortcuts. It basically just saves a copy of all of them in iCloud Drive. So you do have at least an option. It's not built into Shortcuts. Yes, it's something that Shortcuts should do for you, is just be decent about preserving your data. But but if you have a lot of them, or even if you just have a couple that are pretty complex that you want to make sure you don't lose if something happens, you do have this option, thanks to Rosemary Orchard. So you can check that out over there. Just like everything else, we'll have a link to that in the show notes too. So,
hey, so that's on a side note.
Yes.
Simply because I have no qualms with going down rabbit holes. This Shortcuts yes. backup thing. Uh-huh. Why can't we back up all of our HomeKit stuff? We need to resort to third-party apps for that too.
I wish I knew. Actual HomeKit stuff at my house is a very recent development. But I too wish that was a thing that I could preserve in some fashion. The same way, like, my most of the other equipment in my house, my router and my network storage and all those different kinds of things, they all have an option to, like, save the configuration file somewhere else so that if something happens, I can just restore that config file and have everything back the way that it was a minute ago. And mm-hmm. I would really like if I could do the same thing with my HomeKit stuff.
That would be wonderful.
It would be super duper wonderful. And since we're already down the rabbit hole, I might as well just pull up a chair and point out there's an app called HomePass. And now that I've said that, I'm going to make sure that that's actually what it's called.
We're both reaching for our iPhones at the same time.
Yeah, I'm glad that that's, you know, riveting audio.
It's HomePass.
It's all called HomePass. Yes, capital H, capital P. The icon is purple, and it's like a house outline with a little key in it. And this is the closest I can come to backing up HomeKit stuff, which is you can add your HomeKit device information in this app. It doesn't manage any of it, but it gives you, like, the HomeKit codes and everything. So, you know, if you've got, for example, the thing that I added to it most recently was the TV. It's going to be hard to get the HomeKit code off the back of the TV now that it's up on the wall and everything. So I was able to put that information into HomePass. So now the next time I have to set the TV up, I don't have to worry about getting that information. I have the Hue Bridge and I have some other things in there too that are, and it's super useful to preserve that information so that I have it if I need it again, particularly like with the TV on things that are not necessarily easy to access. So that's also
Did you turn on the automatic backup for that?
I did. And that's the other reason that it's great.
A PDF and just puts it on iCloud.
Yeah. Not yet a sponsor, but I'm just going to point out that HomePass is an app that I have used a lot that makes me very happy because it makes life a tiny bit better. And all you have to do is a tiny bit, like when you go to add it to HomeKit in the first place, just add it to HomePass first, then go add it to HomeKit, do all your config, and you're ready to go. Makes me very happy.
Yes.
So that's a good one. So what else should shortcuts be doing for us that it is not besides backing its own self up?
How about giving us better filtering and sorting?
Ooh, I like that. That would be nice too.
Yes. Okay. So a couple things that I would love. Mm-hmm. I'd love to be able to sort all of my shortcuts based on what I use most often or what I'm using least.
Okay.
Because if I can look at what I'm not really using,
maybe they can go.
Then maybe it's because of the way I created the shortcut, mm-hmm. or maybe it's something that I thought sounded cool, but I'm not really using, but at least I can see those things and have an easy way to figure out what I am using a lot or what I'm not using very much. What am I using most frequently? What shortcut did I use last? For me, as someone that does a lot of automation stuff, this would be really nice to know.
It would be. And it's a thing that they can tell because, like, there's machine learning on your device that can do a certain amount of this for you. This is where, like, the Siri Watch Face comes from, is learning mm-hmm. the things that you use at different times throughout the day in order to do that. There's a lot of stuff like that happens. Like, if you have the widget... like I have a widget on my iPad that pops up the Siri stuff once in a while, like a Siri suggestion, and it'll mm-hmm. say, like, you often do this the first time you pick up your iPad. So do you want to do that now? And so it's not like the knowledge, which is cool, but it's not like the knowledge isn't there. So it's a thing that could happen. Like, because we're halfway through the list. None of it is stuff. None of what you're asking for. It sounds like you're asking for something impossible or even unreasonable, because, like, it makes sense you'd want a backup. It makes sense you would want things sorted in a particular way. Those are all great. You know, those are really good things to know, especially, like, I just used this shortcut and it went terribly wrong, and I have many, many shortcuts. How do I find the one I just used in order to go change the thing that turned on the wrong light or opened the wrong app or whatever it was, you know, the thing it didn't do that it needed to do isn't happening.
Right.
So, yeah, it would be really nice to be able to see that, like, right there at the top, or have an action, edit last shortcut, last run shortcut or something like that. You know, it'd be very handy.
That sounds awesome. I would love that. Okay. Here's another one that goes along with all that. Okay. So, you know how, in shortcuts, when you go to make a new shortcut, you can tap the little apps button, mm-hmm. and then you select an app, and it shows all of the actions that app supports. Mm-hmm. I think it would be really useful if we could go the other way and select an action and see all the apps that support that action.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be nice.
This goes back to Apple's discoverability problems.
Yeah,
and admittedly, Apple has been improving, but there's still plenty of work to do. But this, I think, would be really handy because it's just really hard, I think, for some people to wrap their head around what they can do with shortcuts, and giving people another way to be able to look at the context of what an action can do mm-hmm. would be really handy.
Yeah. So, that would make a lot of sense. You have another one here that I think is definitely very useful. This would be a thing I would like very much, because I have regularly tried to, I guess, do something along these lines and had it fail miserably because it was a thing I didn't realize couldn't happen already. Because there's only a certain amount that you can actually do. And what we're talking about here is Apple Music.
Oh my God, this really annoys me. Okay, so here's the scenario that created this pain point for me.
Okay.
I have a list of jazz musicians that I really like. What I want, instead of saying, hey, S-Lady, play Miles Davis. Hey, S-Lady, play John Coltrane, whatever. What I want to do is say something like, hey, S-Lady, surprise me. And then have an artist from this list I've already created, randomly selected, and then my HomePod or iPhone or whatever just starts streaming from Apple Music from that artist. So I won't know which artist it is, but it'll be this constantly changing thing just based on whenever I say, hey, S-Lady, surprise me. And you can't do that because there are no actions that link to Apple Music. Everything has to be local on your device.
Yes.
So give us actions that let us interact with content, streaming content on Apple Music. Oh, here's another way this would be great. What if I want to download a random playlist of content from a specific artist or a specific genre? Whatever it is, but I want this to be automatically collected for me and then downloaded to my iPhone. So I have this, this constantly changing, playlist that I have created all the parameters for.
Yeah. I too wish for one of these, because what I use during the day is film scores, so that it's music I'm familiar with and enjoy, but does not have lyrics, because I like to sing along. Same. And so during the day,
lyrics when I'm writing.
Yeah. But I also like getting to hear music I'm familiar with, and I don't actively seek out a lot of classical music or anything like that. So having something that is familiar to me, that sound, you know, that is pleasant to me and something I enjoy. I have hit upon film scores, but I like some particular film scores. And I have found that, like, if you add Tron Legacy as a film score to most channels full of orchestral music, it will screw up the intelligence on that playlist forever.
Oh, I bet.
So
yeah,
I had to build my own, which is like Tron Legacy and like everything John Williams ever did, and the Yo-Yo Ma albums where he plays music from films, and a few other things. It's out on my Apple Music playlist, so you can go see it. But it would really be nice if I could just go, okay, here's my parameters. Give me John Williams, Ramin Djawadi, and Mark Mothersbaugh, and like, let me have that playlist for today.
Actually, I really want that playlist.
And I'm like I'm actually sitting here going, I'm gonna have to quietly type, make sure I make that playlist later, because that sounds awesome. But being able to combine like three different artist radios and just have them go together nicely, I feel like that would be a very easy thing to do, because artist radio has its own. So just go like artist radio runs along related lines. So if I tell it I want John Williams artist radio, I'm not going to get Megadeth in that playlist. So I was listening to Megadeth earlier. That's why it came to mind. And so that's part of where the intelligence piece could come from. Like, you know, make sure that these three artists are prominently featured in this radio station and use the algorithms for each of those radio stations and like shuffle it up. And that would be great. So yeah, it's frustrating that isn't a thing that can actually happen. I also want to point out while you're here that we do have, since we're speaking of shortcuts, we've talked about things we wish they would have, but now we can talk about a thing that they do have that not a lot of people know about.
Yeah, the whole thing with notifications for automations. From shortcuts. Yeah. Okay. So those pop up and they just pop up. And the thing is for me, they get in the way. So like if I have an automation in shortcuts, okay, mm-hmm. here's the difference. A shortcut is a thing that that I manually activate, and then all of the steps happen in order. Mm-hmm. An automation is a shortcut that triggers and happens without me manually activating it.
Okay.
So what Apple needs to do is add a way so that when you create a shortcut that's going to be an automation, that you can individually turn those off.
Oh.
Meaning the notifications off. And we can't do that. But there's a workaround of sorts where you can disable notifications for all automations globally. And that's what you were teasing earlier, that mm-hmm. we're going to give people a fast walkthrough.
Which automation, like there's a number of things that sort of get fuzzy when you start talking about actually doing things in shortcuts. So the notification that you're talking about comes up in what scenario?
So let's say that you have created an automation that is triggered when you do a specific thing on your phone.
Okay.
Okay. Like here's an example. I have an automation for when I go into airplane mode.
Uh-huh.
And the automation gives me a specific note that says when I come out of airplane mode, it pops up a notice that says, don't forget to turn off airplane mode on your watch.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so handy. Mm-hmm. But then it will tell me that it ran that automation. I don't need it to tell me that. I know it ran the automation.
Because you got the notice.
Because I got the notice. Okay, so here's how you turn that off globally.
Okay.
And I talked long enough that I was able to grab my iPhone so that I can do this in real time. Okay, so you need to go to settings. Not anything special in the Shortcuts app. We're going to the actual settings app. And then you're going to choose screen time.
Okay.
Screen time.
Okay.
I know. Totally makes sense, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then when you choose screen time, you know, right at the top, there's that little graph showing your averages and stuff. Tap in that where it says see all activity. And then you have the part where you can see the week.
Yes. Right? Week and day. Yes.
And then scroll enough so that at the top of the window, you see this week.
Okay.
Tap the left arrow. So okay. It says last week.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now tap the right arrow. So it says
This week.
Okay. Okay. Now go and find shortcuts in that list.
Okay.
And it's still not working for me. Great. Okay. Well, anyhow, when you find shortcuts in the list, uh-huh. and select it, there should be an option there to turn off notifications.
Okay.
And for me, it's not working now.
That's okay.
All right.
We will have a video of it that is available to people shortly. And then you'll be able to see it and see how it works and everything. So that's going to do it for us today. So, Jeff, thanks so much for coming by.
Well, thank you for having me back, and sorry that my live demo totally failed, but it was live, so that's,
you know,
why it
live
failed.
Demo. That's why we live on the edge. So, yeah. If yes. you want to find out more about this, though, you can always get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.